All hands on deck. Here's Popeye.
To try it with Popeye the Sailor Man.
Jimmy, Janet, time to get up.
Well, that's the signal for old man's stomach to get busy. He phones up to your brain and says, "Hello, brain, it's been a long time since supper. Now, how about sending down some food?" The boys and girls want to know how to please old man's stomach an awful lot. Send him down some nice hot brown wheatina. Yes, sir. That'll make him happy and contented. It tastes great going down, and the minute it gets there, it starts making you feel good all over. Because your tummy doesn't keep all that wheatina for itself. No, sir. Popeye's favorite cereal goes right to work, making muscle and putting zip and go into those arms and legs of yours. When the old brain gets that phone call tomorrow morning, you know the answer, don't you? One dish of wheatina coming down. Well, it looks like Olive is in bad with Popeye. Now, Mr. Glutch turned Olive's head with flattery, promised to get her in the movies, proposed marriage, and then deserted her in a flying machine. Now, Popeye rescued her all right, but has declared that he's through with Olive forever. As our scene opens, we find Wimpy and Matey outside Olive's lunch wagon about to break the news to her.
There she is, Wimpy, fixing sandwiches at the lunch counter.
You go first, lad.
What's the matter? You scared?
Not at all. I merely wish to make a dignified entrance.
I don't know what that is. But I think you've got cold feet.
Cease discussing my feet and go on in.
Okay.
Hello, Olive.
Oh, dear, here you are, child, and I'm not half ready. Where are the others?
Here comes Wimpy now.
Greetings and salutations, Miss Oil.
Hello, Wimpy. Where's Popeye?
Beg pardon?
Are you deep? I said, hello, Wimpy. Where's Popeye?
Oh, hello, Miss Oil. Good day. Charming weather.
Oh, stop beating around the bush, Wimpy. Where's Popeye?
Popeye is indisposed.
Huh?
He could not come.
What?
No doubt he is ill.
Well, my gracious, why didn't you say so? I'll go right over.
Oh, tut, tut. He might have a fever. He might be violent.
Goodness, I'll get a couple of doctors.
Aw, gee, Wimpy, why don't you tell her the truth?
The truth? Tell me this minute. What's happened?
Well, you see, Olive, Popeye isn't coming here anymore.
Yeah, he feels that all is over between you and him.
All is over? You mean that we aren't going to be friends anymore?
Gee, Olive, don't take it so hard. He'll get over it.
You have us, my dear Olive. We can commune over hamburgers.
Oh, dear. I think I'm going to cry. What's the matter?
Popeye got mad because you got engaged to that Mr. Glutch.
Yes, and he felt that you had given him the cold shoulder.
Oh, it's his own fault anyway. Popeye never proposed to me.
Well, perhaps Popeye is not the proposing kind.
Well, and he hasn't any right to be so ornery.
Never mind, Miss Oil. After all, you have me. I... J. Wellington Don Juan Casanova Wimpy.
But I don't want you. Oh, I want to die.
Oh, golly, Olive, don't take it so. Pretend you don't care. Come on, let's go on a picnic.
That's just what we'll do. And have such a good time, he'll be jealous, the old meanie.
Swell, Olive. Cheer up. Come on, where's the lunch basket?
Right over there. Wimpy, you leave those hamburgers alone. They're for the picnic.
Maisie, you go on and watch for a trolley car.
Okay, Olive.
I can scarcely move carrying this heavy basket.
Well, you just move and like it. Get along.
I'm practically in motion. In fact, here I go.
I'll be with you in a minute. Is there a streetcar in sight, baby?
Yeah, Olive, way down the line.
Oh, I hope it's the right one. We're going way out to the end of the line.
Gee, out the state park?
Yes. Oh, I think it's just lovely out there.
It's a swell ride, too. The car goes about 60 miles an hour.
I know. It almost puts my heart in my mouth.
Beg pardon. You mean it's dangerous?
Why, it goes so fast, I don't see how it even stays on the track going round the curve.
Ah, me. I just remembered. I must go visit my old grandmother.
Go on, Wimpy. You haven't got any old grandmother.
But I have pressing engagements.
And you never have any engagements. You're just a scared to ride in the trolley car.
Tut, tut. A Wimpy knows no fear.
Here comes the streetcar.
Stand back, maybe. Be careful. You!
Lively there, lady.
Mr. Conductor, do you go to the end of the line?
All the way to State Park, lady.
This is our car, then. Get on, matey.
Okay, Olive.
You're next, Wimpy, but be careful of that lunch basket.
Yes, yes, of course.
Hurry up there, Sleepy. Hurry up. I can't wait here all day.
I would have you know I am heavy laden.
Come on, come on. I'll give you a hand.
Just a minute. Don't start the car. I'm a-coming.
Make it snappy, sister.
You be careful how you talk to me. I'm a lady, I'll have you know.
All right, all right. Who's paying the fares?
I believe you are the hostess, Miss Oil.
Just a minute. Here's the money.
Hold fast, everybody.
Look out, Al. Sit down.
You knocked me over.
I told you to hold on, lady.
Well, you might have waited till I got in the seat.
Did you hurt yourself, Father?
No, I don't think so, but I got a terrible jolt.
Here, you sit next to the window, Olive.
Yes, have the window seat, Miss Oil. A lovely view.
The only view I see is the street, and I see that every day.
Well, I always say, if there's nothing but the street to look at, look at the bright side of the street.
Miss Wimpy's a regular ray of sunshine.
Look, Olive, we're leaving the edge of town.
Oh, dear, now he will begin to run this car reckless. Why must he climb that bale so?
To warn people off the track, Olive.
Heavens, what happened? I was sound asleep.
Nothing except the motorman has gone crazy and this car's a-running wild.
Mercy, let me off. I'm a nervous man.
Keep your seat, Wimpy. If I can stand it, you can.
Look, Olive, we're coming to that big curve.
Gracious, isn't he going to slow down for it?
No, he's not. Hold on, Olive.
Oh, I can't bear to look.
Here we go.
My hair's coming down.
Horrors, and still the fiend speeds on.
Why, he's going even faster. Say there, Mr. Conductor.
What is it, lady?
You tell that motorman to slow down, or we're liable to have a smash-off.
Say, he is going kind of fast, lady. I'll speak to him.
Well, I should think so. First thing you know, we'll all end up in Kingdom Come.
Golly, he's going faster than ever now. Look at him, Olive. They're all excited.
Oh, my goodness, I just know something's gone wrong.
Here comes the conductor. Ask him.
Mr. Conductor, what's the trouble? Why doesn't he slow down?
He can't, ma'am. The brakes are jammed or something.
Holy smokes, and we're going down Red Hill.
Oh, and there's a big truck right across the track.
We're going to hit it. We're going to hit it.
I believe so. I have never been quite so killed before.
Gee, the motorman's gone, but we're still going downhill.
He's falling out. Oh, conductor!
Never mind calling him.
He's crawled out the back window.
The coward, the deserter, the brute. What'll we do?
Olive, see, there's someone coming, way down the track.
Verily, it looks like Popeye.
Golly, it is Popeye. He's standing right in the track. He'll be killed.
Help, help, Popeye, get off those tracks.
He's going to try and stop the car.
He'll run right over him. Oh, I don't dare look.
He can't stop us. Oh, Popeye, Golly, look out.
Oh, Popeye's been run over, and I was mad at him. Oh,
gee, Popeye, what will we do without him?
Poor Popeye, relax, relax. We will join you soon.
I just can't bear it. Why did he have to stand right in the middle of the track?
He died like a hero.
Wimpy.
A ghost. Heavens, where shall I run?
Ghost, nothing. It's Popeye hanging on the back of the car.
Popeye, you were run over. Aren't you Dale?
No, I come out alive at the other end and I hangs on. I am too tough for a little thing like a trolley car to hurt me.
Alas, we will all be killed together.
Popeye will stop the car. Won't you, Popeye?
Yeah, matey. But first I need extra special muscle. Wimpy, me favorite cereal.
What are your requirements, Popeye?
Well, on account I has to use me feet for brakes to stop this here trolley, I need three bones.
Three bones coming up.
Wait, Tina, do your stuff.
Here's one. Here's another. And the third.
Now look at me muscle.
Whatever will you do to stop us?
I lets myself down easy, and I start using me feet for brakes. Here goes.
The race is looking
at
the
sparks fly. Jason, there is a stream of traffic crossing the track ahead.
I has to go easy or I burns me feet off.
Hurry, Popeye, try again.
Okay, matey, I does me best. Ouch, me big toe is on fire.
Oh, we're heading right into that traffic.
No, we doesn't. I stop, sir.
You stopped her, Popeye. You pulled her clear off the track.
Yay! Is it safe for me to faint?
Oh, Popeye, I'm so grateful. I was mad at you when we started out, and then when I thought you were run over, I just could have died.
That's nice to hear, Olive, because now I knows you thinks old friends is best.
Say, Popeye.
Yeah, matey.
I suppose you really couldn't let Olive get hurt, even if she wasn't going to give up Mr. Glutch, could you?
No, matey. I am Olive's friend, and friendship is the strongest and the best thing what a man has.
Did you ever sniff hot brown wheatina bubbling in the saucepan? Now, I don't care whether you're 6 or 60. There's something to make you hungry clear down to your toes. Now, just one whiff of that toasty fragrance, and your next stop is the breakfast table. And wheatina tastes just as good as it smells. Why, it's a taste you can't describe with mere words. It ought to be set to music and sung. I tell you, wheatina has a flavor like no other cereal you ever tasted. Say, here's a sporting proposition. Try Wheatina just once. And if it isn't the best-tasting cereal you ever met, well, forget Wheatina from then on. Now, what do you say? Is that a go?
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I am what I am, 'cause I am what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.